gave you all I own, put you on this golden throne, but I'm a little stronger now. Welcome to the C.S. Joseph Podcast. I'm your host, C.S. Joseph, in the flesh, right here, right now, in the sun. Enjoying this amazing sunshine. It's really awesome. Love it. I might start sweating soon, who knows? But need that vitamin D, right? Gotta get it somehow. So today's question is, how many skills can a UDUF INTJ master? Apparently this is the week of INTJ questions. We haven't had INTJ questions in a while, so let's just get down to it. So yeah, UDUF octogram. UDUF is the archetype that's attached to the despair archetype. These are the people who have been entirely disabled in their life, disabled by their family. They've had to deal with a lot of obstacles and in their childhood, and then also in their adulthood, they continue to be disabled over time. So this is a really independent INTJ. This is an INTJ, and they're already super independent anyway because they're triple pragmatic. But they have become a bit affiliative because of their ISFJ superego, right? So they actually do care about participating in social norms. They really, really care about acceptance. Acceptance comes from the God function of extroverted feeling attached to the heart temple. So they really, really care about acceptance because they're used to people throughout their whole life not accepting them. It really is a huge problem for UDUF INTJs, like a big problem, reaching that level of acceptance. And it's really, really hard for them. And then they sometimes in their relationships, they become easily attached to people that give them any form of acceptance, even to the point of actually getting Stockholm Syndrome. This is where you get the INTJ who has Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome is usually attached to the ENTP archetype through introverted sensing inferior. I get Stockholm Syndrome very easily. This is one of the reasons why, if I'm not in a relationship with a woman, for example, I don't like receiving naked photos from her because it creates unfair loyalty between me and that woman, basically. And I just don't do it. So then it's like, okay, yeah, I would love to receive sexy photos. I mean, what guy doesn't like receiving sexy photos from a woman? But I have to be in a relationship with her first, you know. The thing is, though, is that UDUF INTJ is also very, very much at risk of Stockholm Syndrome. Because INTJs already, with their NI hero, they get super attached to people. And then once they're attached, their SI demon just really can't let go of that. They can't let go of their painful memories. And it's really, really hard for INTJ UDUF women because they really just can't let go of that because they still have Stockholm Syndrome to a point as a result of that attachment that they would have had to, for example, a sexual relationship they had in the past, to a potential abusive man in their past. And they just lack the mental tools to really deal with that situation. However, they're still responsible for that relationship. They're still responsible for that attachment. And you know, they just have to realize that when they're getting into a relationship that they're at very high risk of having Stockholm Syndrome, similar to an ENTP. If you want to learn about Stockholm Syndrome and how it actually works from a Jungian analytical psychology perspective, I highly recommend watching Season 21, Episode 8, available in the Season 21 playlist here on the YouTube or on the podcast. Watch that episode because I'd share my story of abuse. I filmed that video on Christmas. Very fascinating, long time ago, as I recounted my past abuse in my life, basically, and shared it with this audience. And now I would have Stockholm Syndrome and enable my abusers while my abusers were basically disabling me. And then from a UDUF perspective, I felt like I deserved that abuse after a while. And then I end up serving my abusers. Well, UDUF INTJs end up doing the same thing. They end up serving, through their ISFJ superego, their abusers. And it's really, really difficult for them, and it's super hard to let go. This is why INTJs usually shy away from people, especially when it comes to potential people they could be in a sexual relationship with, because as soon as they make that choice to be attached to that person, they just can't let go. And that person will basically haunt them for the rest of their lives, and they just can't let go. Only through healing of their child function, basically, where they can end up feeling valuable and they're no longer feeding their child function to their superego, to their demon function, in exchange of for their demon's power, basically, because they had to do that. No one was there for their ego, no one was there for their subconscious, so they had to use their shadow functions in order to just survive the environment as a child. And then got later in their adulthood, they still have to survive. So then they sacrifice their inner child for the sake of the demon's power, because they need that demon's power just to survive, basically. But that can put them at risk of getting a psychotic break, which sucks, because as soon as their inferior function is sacrificed to their demon, then they have nothing left to live for. And the superego is basically one, and they become insanely self-destructive and take everyone else down with them, basically. It's one of the worst existences you can imagine, because they're just full of despair and they don't have very much hope. So they really have to spend time going out of their way to become UDSF and get away from the despair and actually focus on developing their subconscious so they can get some hope back in their life. Otherwise, a UDUF INTJ is just insanely kind of independent from a social perspective. They have to learn how to accept themselves, because they know that they've had to learn a learned behavior that only they themselves are their own source of acceptance, basically, from a God function point of view. They're the, you know, no one's going to be sympathetic towards them. No one's going to be grateful towards them. No one's going to, you know, show appreciation towards them. They have to be the source of it. So that makes it really difficult for them. Makes it absolutely difficult. That being said, given how independent, you know, INTJs are, that level of independence gives them the ability to master tons of skills throughout life. However, being UDUF as an INTJ, their mastery of skills is actually based on other people in their life. They're actually focused on how they can serve others, what they can do for others, because they're trying to find some kind of external source of acceptance for them to fulfill their God function of extroverted feeling that God functions need, basically. They're looking for that need to be filled. And it's really hard for them, really, really difficult for them. And they end up having some major struggles as a result of doing that. So, and the thing is that leads to them giving like a lot of trust up front towards people. And hopefully those persons that they give that trust to does not, you know, walk all over them or take advantage of that trust. It's a really, really big deal. Very big deal. So with that being said, like, while INTJs are the masters of any skill, if they don't practice that one skill, they will lose it naturally. Practice is ultimately the only thing that's going to keep them from keeping those skills. The problem is as people change throughout their life, and as they're going in the natural churn of people in their life, the INTJ who is UDUF will stop practicing certain skills. Because as people change, they will only focus on the skills that really fulfill the needs of those other people, or what they can give to those other people through their ISFJ superego. Because their ISFJ superego is very loyal. It's all about how other people feel. It's about what they can give and contribute to other people. It's like all of a sudden they have this love language of acts of service or contribution that all of a sudden became more important than their primary love language, which is them being a source of submission. If you want to learn more about love languages and the 16 types and which love language is what and who's producing what love language and who is consuming what love language, you might want to get yourself the Ego Hacking by Text Masterclass. That's available at offers.csjoseph.life/EBT-masterclass. But remember, in order to get the masterclass, you have to already own the Ego Hacking by Text course, which is available at egohackingbytext.com. And it's an amazing course. Please check that out. It's really, really good. So based on that, like, they still can master any skill and they can still practice. The thing is, though, as people change in their life and the people that they care about the most, the people that they are attached to in their life, the people they have Stockholm syndrome towards their life, those people end up determining what those skills should be. So they end up losing their skills faster over time as people in their life change. Whereas an SDSF INTJ, that's not the case. They'll stay focused on their skills and gain their mastery. But a UDUF INTJ really struggles reaching mastery because of how disabled they are in their lives. And honestly, they're just in survival mode. They're just trying to get through. And that's really sad. It's just really, really sad. You know, UDUF as a subvariant, an octagram neutral variant of an INTJ or any type, you know, it's really temporary. UDUF is not supposed to be a permanent nurture, a permanent state of being for any of the 16 types. It's really just a survival mechanism, a person that goes into to deal with how disabling their childhood was or how disabling their adulthood is. And that is a huge problem. They have to get to a point where they start, you know, obviously they're trying to enable themselves, but they need to be around people who are enabling them. And this is really covered in the first two chapters of a book called Not a Life Coach, which I recommend. I believe the writer of Not a Life Coach might be actually an INFJ, and really teaches fellow SE inferiors, like, hey, if you have deadwood, if you have people in your life that aren't actually like enabling you, and you have to be the only person to enable yourself, get those people out of your life. And it's so funny because this INFJ is talking about the old adage that I teach INFJs in the season 7 episode. I think it's season 7, episode 12, here on the YouTube or on the podcast. It's like, hey, you know, if you're being, you know, if you have people disabling you and you're the only one enabling you, those people should not be in your life. You should get rid of them. And that's how an INTJ UDUF should really see it. Like, you invest in other people and you're investing the skills. In fact, you're even willing to change the skills that you are mastering for the sake of others as a UDUF INTJ, which is noble in its own right. But if those people are not honoring that, if they're not honoring the skills mastery that you're investing, if they're not honoring your investment into them, then they're deadwood. Get them out of your life. Door slam them. Never think of them again. There's no point in having those people in your life at all. You need to get out of UDUF, because the longer you stay in UDUF, the more likely you all have a psychotic break and become a psychopath, basically, you know, as a result of being in UDUF too long as an INTJ. You need to work on developing your inferior function, but most of all, your child function. Someone actually has to allow you to have FI child. That's so important. Someone has to be willing to support your FI child, as you know, when you're UDUF. And if they're not gonna do that, get rid of them. Seriously, get rid of them. Don't let the abusers take advantage of you so that you can become UDSF, so that you can actually have hope in your life, right? Instead of just be constantly despairing into UDUF and staying in that despair mode for so long due to like your need to survive, basically. Well, what's going to naturally happen is that while you're so focused on survival, you end up eventually getting so depressed and so despaired that you'll have nothing else to live for, and then you become a psychopath. You don't want that to happen. You need healing. So you need to have people in your life that will provide you that healing. Healing is everything, and that should be the top goal of any UDUF INTJ. And then eventually, once you get that healing, then you'll start to master skills that are actually more related to something you want to do and not all about what others want from you, which is what happens with ENTP unconscious and ISFJ superego. You master skills based on what other people want or what other people value, not about what you want or what you value. That's the problem. Solve that problem. The problem is that UDUF people cannot get out of UDUF on their own. Human beings are made for relationship. You need to have good, healthy familial relationships, sexual relationships, friendships in your life where these people are enabling you and not disabling you, and allowing you to choose what skills you want to master and skills that you value. And then those people will appreciate you all the more because you are making yourself worthy. This is one of the reasons why I tell UDUF INTJ women especially to read the book Worthy Woman, because they're so into their ISFJ superego that they become self-deprecating. And that too can be a serious problem, right? That self-deprecation ends up translating into which skills they can master. So the bottom line is, folks, that INTJs who are UDUF, they still have the capacity to master any skill. And honestly, they end up, you know, mastering one skill. An INTJ, regardless of octagram, will master the skill they practice the most. The difference is that a UDUF INTJ ends up mastering skills based on the people in their life, what those people value and what those people want from them, basically, because they're just so starved for acceptance that they never got it, right? So they're bending over to the other people in their life. They need somebody in their life to help that actually shows appreciation for their FI child, gives them the space to master skills that they actually want and things that they actually value themselves, right? So that they can become UDSF, and they can't do it on their own. No one can get out of UDUF on their own. That's the point, folks. And that's why it's so important. So if you are UDUF and you're an INTJ and you're watching this, I severely hope that you watch this video, you do exactly what it says, and get rid of the people, get rid of the deadwood out there. Read Worthy Woman if you're an INTJ woman. Hell, if you're an INTJ man, read Worthy Woman as well, because it still has a masculine component to it. But also read that book, Not a Life Coach. It will seriously put you in a different direction. And special thanks to Mr. Wright, who is a UDUF ENTP, who recommended the book to me on the Discord server. If you want to get on Discord, it's discord.gg/egohackers. So anyway, folks, thanks for watching and listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.